Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, October the 26th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. And once again, I feel I have been unfairly persecuted. We'll get to that in just a second. Well, we're getting a phone call right off the bat. That's how interesting this subject is. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just called Colleen Marshall and that Jim Ganahl and left messages.
Oh, great, great. Yeah,
well, you have to go through like seven numbers, and you just hit one and hope you get somebody. And I called Jason Schauber and left him a message again. Now, the ones I have is Kellogg, Mayor Kellogg, and Sheriff Bales, and somebody from the police, and then Mary Allen. Do you have a number for George Custodis? I called him last year, but the number you gave me was it Friday or whatever? And today, all it does is ring busy.
Oh, really? Let me take a look here.
I'm not going to say his number on the air.
Right. Well, I tell you, the best way. Well, let me see here. I tell you what I can do.
Does his number? The last of it, 27.
27. I don't think
the last four numbers. That's the one I used last year because I had his written down, and I'll call the. Let's see. I guess did I say the fire chief dean, and I'll call Mayor Searcher and Mr. Grogan. And last year I called Judge Edwards. He's nice. I'll see if he'll do it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you this number because this is public, but this is the auditor's office where Joanne works, and she could get the message to him.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the Marion County Auditor's Office. This is 740-223-4020.
No, what's the last?
4020.
4020.
Yeah, if you call there, obviously his wife works there, and I'm sure they'll put you through to her or through to her voicemail. And if you just tell her you want to talk to George and you had his number, or maybe you can give her the number you have and she can tell you which digits are wrong.
I'll ask her if that's because the other time I tried to call him, and now today it just keeps ringing busy.
Yeah.
So that's probably about 12, so... So when I hear from him, I'll let you know. Since it's raining today, I'll do a little bit of calling.
All right. Hey, thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Colleen Marshall and Jim Ganahl have been called. George Custodis. There was somebody I didn't even think about. George Custodis might end up on the list here. And Ray Grogan. And and maybe some city council people. So that's where we are. But the fruitcake toss is growing. We've got Sheriff Bales now in as of yesterday. And we've got somebody from the police station, Lieutenant Brown, now joining the ranks of this. It's going to be a big, big night. But we've got people who ride the bus with Sarah, who she's bringing over. Sarah, Judy Cressup, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Fruitcake Lily, Glenn Coble, Ralph Thacker, Dono Bauer, Brandon, Angie, Adam, Bob Welsh down in Columbus bringing the plaque. Who else do we have? Myself, Terry Tackett, James Anderson, Mayor Kellogg, Ted Jolliffe. Boy, it's going to be a night. December 15th at 7:10 p.m. Abby's in it, so it's going to be a real humdinger. You won't want to miss that for love. Nor money. And if you have any other entrants, let me know, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. And again, it can be anybody. It can be just somebody in your family. It can be whoever. If you want them in the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz, and we will get them in. I think the only person now not nominated from last year is Golden Voice Ted Williams. I think he's the only one who was not nominated last year, or was not who was nominated last year, who has not been nominated this year. I think everybody else has at this point. So if you have any questions about the fruitcake toss or have any new entrants, let me know. 740-751-4038. All right, what else do we got going on here? Well, we know now it's a Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks opening up where Popeyes and White Castle used to be. Does anybody have any information on that business? Has anybody ever been to one of those places? Burke's Outlet, which is named something different. The sign on the wall, on the sign out front, is something different than Burke's, but does anybody know anything about that business? Or when Bath and Body Works might be moving across town. If you've got any information, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, started off the hour here talking about my wrongful persecution. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm going to tintype this for you because maybe somebody else would like to offer their opinion. But yesterday, I had a conversation with somebody because they were dressed differently than they normally are. And I'm not going to say the person's name because that is not the point here. But I made a comment to them that they got all bent out of shape about. And I did say the comment last hour because I guess the comment is important to the story. But again, I think if I don't mean it malicious, I don't think it can be taken maliciously. So here's what I said to the person, and I said this to Sarah before we went to break in the first hour. All I said to him, and you got to remember, now this is just this person and me in the room. I did not say it in front of other people. I did not say it in a malicious way. And it is not anything to do with anybody's weight. Because this person is not big at all. They know they're not big. All I said to the person was, I said, I never noticed how big your legs were. Now, that is not, I don't think, a negative thing. And to show you how fervent I am in this morning, I'm telling you, I'm not going to say the person's name because it wasn't done to make fun of the person. I was just saying it because I had never seen them dressed. I guess I had never seen them not wear pants, I guess, is what it was. And it was just one of those things that wasn't meant maliciously. So do you think I'm being wrongly persecuted here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, holy mackerel. You know, I think so. And who else, by the way, what other radio host would come on the air and tell you this if they really believe that they were in the wrong? I would never come on and say, hey, you know, I was intentionally trying to be awful to somebody. No, I would never try to be awful to people because, you know, you don't want to be awful to people. I just think it was a misinterpretation of what I was saying. It was not rude at all. But what do you think? 740-751-4038. Obviously, I am open to other opinions, differing opinions on this. And you know what? Now that I think about it even further, I don't really know how that could be interpreted as a negative comment. I really don't know because I wasn't saying any. It was just because it was there. It's like if a spoiled piece of food is on the table, I would say, hey, there's a spoiled piece of food on the table. That's it. Not done to be malicious at all. But I would like to say, in my defense of this whole matter, is that the person did tell me they did not care that I said it, that it wasn't going to keep them up at night. Well, there you go. So clearly, I'm not even sure. I think they just took it maliciously in the moment, is really what it was. I think they had a stressful day, and I think when I said it, it just hit them wrong. And I can understand that. But the comment in and of itself is not bad. And I'll tell you how... here's why I know this comment is not bad. Because I have heard other people say to other people a lot, boy, you have strong-looking legs. You know, you have toned-up legs. I've heard people say that to people. And that's not taken negatively. So I don't think my comment can be taken negatively. But if you have a thought, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. What do you think? Is it a negative comment to say, I never, and this is exactly how I said it. I said, I never noticed how big your legs were. I never said, you have big legs. I didn't say anything like that. I mean, you even have to look at how I said it. I never noticed how big your legs were. That was it. All right. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, do you think this could be misinterpreted as a bad comment? And again, I think it's contextual. In that I was alone in a room with the person. It was not in front of other people. It was not to make fun. I did not... It just would not be... That would not be proper. Because maybe people are sensitive about that sort of thing. But I think it's an unfair prosecution to say that I was trying to be mean. Because I think everything... You know, we live in a world of text messages and emails now. Now, if I'm texting or emailing somebody, you know how often that can be misinterpreted? That maybe something is mean, and you're just trying to be... Sometimes people try to be sarcastic or jokey or things like that, when really that's not the case at all. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what are they digging Founders Park up for? Now, I've heard some things, but I don't really go by rumors.
Oh, they're digging up Founders Park? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they started yesterday morning before the break of dawn. Like, it was dark when I was driving to work, and I looked over. They had all kinds of heavy equipment over there digging it up.
Well, maybe they are trying to get a place to put all the fruitcakes.
It's quite possible.
Yeah. So, but you won't share with the rumor that you heard.
Yeah, okay, so I will. Tit for tat, I got a little info out of you earlier that you didn't want to talk about. That's why you should let me interview you.
I still don't think that's a rude comment, though.
Okay, well, we digress. Anyway, I heard that it's going to be, like, that stage, I don't know if that's the right word, for whatever, for when they have concerts in Founders Park.
Oh, the egg dome, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, that could be. Because I know they did vote that up, so that's a good guess. I would say that's probably most likely.
There's a little truth behind every rumor, huh, Scott?
There is. But now, did you have a follow-up to this comment? I know we had to break there.
I absolutely have to go earn a living right now, but I'll be tuning in.
Okay, let us know.
Toodles.
All right. Well, does anybody know why Founders Park is being dug up? I know they approved that egg dome. Or whatever it was, so they could have concerts there when it was raining or snowing or things of that nature. So if anybody knows why Founders Park is being dug up, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 28 minutes past the hour. There's another interesting thing going on in the community. So the long-running questions here is, I think we might be getting a call here. Well, I thought we were getting a call. But if you want to call in, 740-751-4038. So why is Founders Park being dug up? Does anybody know that? Has anybody ever been to a Charlie's Philly cheesesteak place, which is what's opening up down here where White Castle used to be. Does anybody know anything about the Burks Outlet, which is not named Burks here in the Kohl's Plaza? Does anybody know when Bath and Body Works is opening up over here by Kohl's? And I guess, any more information on the fruitcake toss that people would like to impart? Or do people think I made an error yesterday by making the comment that I made? Again, I don't think I did, but if anybody would like to comment on that, I certainly would not stop you from commenting. 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour here, 54 degrees and cloudy skies, and it definitely is cloudy, to be sure. 740-751-4038. But again, I assure you, it was not malicious at all. You know what? I don't think I could make a malicious comment if I tried. Because I don't think that it's proper you don't want to try to hurt somebody's feelings, and you certainly don't want to go out of the way to do that. I don't know how you would get a... You know what? This was just a trait. It was a trait. That's all it was. Not like you can do anything about it. So, there you go. If you have any comments, 740-751-4038. That's just the way it goes. But if you also have any information on anything else, I thought we were having an interesting conversation earlier about why don't we mention the good things more in Marion? You know, the governor was in town yesterday at Tri Rivers and took a tour because of the Ramtech facilities and all the good things happening out there. And I always talk about the good nature of... Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, I had one number wrong in George's phone number, but I left a message for Joanne there. And what I'm telling the people is anybody in the office there wants to participate, you know, okay, and some of them's not going to give me a name. So do you have to have a name?
Well, no, I guess I really don't need a name as long as I know somebody is showing up.
Oh, okay, because when Mr. Grogan last year, I guess the secretary or whoever, I just told him anybody in the office that wants to participate. And then, see, I won't have any names. But when I call Mr. Grogan, then I'll put a yes for him. And I just told at the auditor's office, I think it was Amber, I just told her anybody that wants to participate, you know, okay.
Oh, good.
So I didn't know if I should be telling that, because last year I did the police. I said if anybody wants to, you know, participate, fine.
Yeah, no, as long as they know when it is and where it is, I don't think that's a problem.
Oh, okay, but I left a message. Yeah, my last number, I had a 7, and it was a 9.
Okay, and now did George answer?
I had to leave a message. And sometimes when you leave a message, you push 5, and then it'll say, some of them do it different, and it says the phone number from where I'm calling push pound. And I just left a message, and I wasn't for sure. So I called Joanne back, the auditor. She was busy. Because sometimes I'm not for sure. Sometimes it'll hit 1 or something, replay the message, and I just check it, but his did. So I wasn't for sure, really, that he got the message. So I called there to make sure.
Yeah, and if you don't hear back from George, you might want to give him a call later in the day, because I'm not sure if he checks his messages all the time.
Well, Joanne will know. I give him the date and the time and everything.
Okay.
And I told, I think it was Amber, that if, you know, in case his message, if Joanne could give him the message.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we hear back. Thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, the call has been made now to George Kasotis. Maybe we'll hear back by tomorrow morning, and maybe George will be in the fruitcake toss. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? You know, the Mayor Kellogg and George are not that far off in age, so that would be an interesting event. 740-751-4038. Boy, the fruitcake toss picking up steam this year, to be sure. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything? Good things going on in Marion, bad things? Well, why do we pay more attention to the bad things than the good things? You have to report the bad things. I'm not saying you don't. You obviously do. But you know, the good things are good. Why not mention Tri Rivers more often? Why not mention the dorms more often? Why do we have a fixation on certain bad things? I don't know. Yeah, but if you know, you can tell me. 740-751-4038. Or if you'd like to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss, the more the merrier. Can be anybody you would like in the world, as long as they can show up. December 15th at 7 p.m. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got a whole host of people in this. And remember, the winner will get a plaque, thanks to Bob Welsh in Columbus. They will get a certificate. They will get a fruitcake and some kind of food. I'm not sure what the food will be yet, but the winner will get some kind of food. Maybe a pizza or a dinner somewhere. They will definitely get something. All right. And if you'd like to call and chastise me about my comment, or, you know, somebody out there has to agree with me that the comment I made yesterday was not of malicious intent. So if you want to call and agree with me, heaven forbid, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 35 minutes past the hour here. All right. Oh, okay. Well, here's what I was going to do. We've been having some fun with the Family Feud this week. We have not done much of this lately, so I thought I'd throw another category out here this morning. We did pretty well yesterday. We finally got through the dangerous job question. But we do have another question here on the old Family Feud. Here we go. Five answers. What places do you normally need a tour guide? What places do you normally need a tour guide? We have five answers and 24 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Will we get all five answers in the next 24 minutes? Should mention Voice of a People with Linda Sims is on today, 10:15 until 12 noon. 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. So stay tuned today for all of that. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Five answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. Those two numbers will throw you like crazy. 740-751-4038. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. The old tour guide question. All right. Well, let's see if anybody's going to get in on this one. You know, it could be a difficult category. You know, yesterday we had a difficult category. Maybe this is a difficult category. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Five answers. You know, you don't hear much about tour guides anymore. A few places have them, but they're not in quite the demand that they once were. What places do you normally need a tour guide? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What places do you normally need a tour guide? All right. Who's going to be the first person to slip in with a correct answer here this morning? Or, well, I guess you could be the first person to get in with a wrong answer, too. That's a possibility, but there are five answers on the board here, and as I look at them, they're all definitely places that you would definitely need a tour guide. You know, I would not say any, well, there's one on here that might be a little difficult, but nothing extremely difficult. Let's put it that way. Name a place where you would usually need a tour guide. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a museum or like a president's house, like President Harding's home.
Right. You know, museum is number one on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Museum shows up at number one on the list. Absolutely. Museum number one on the list. What places do you normally need a tour guide? 39 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Does anybody know the other four answers? 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour here. What places do you normally need a tour guide? We've got the number one answer, which is a museum. But there are four other answers, and I would say they're all fairly sensible answers when it comes to this category. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Like I said, one of these may be a little difficult, but the other ones, they're not all that difficult. What places do you normally need a tour guide? We've got four answers on the board that we don't have yet. Museum is number one on the list. What are the other four? Places you normally need a tour guide. Now, I will say that the guessing of President Harding's home, now, there is a museum there, but there's another answer on this list that would be kind of similar to that, but not a museum. Would not be a museum. So let's see if anybody's got the answer. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Four answers left on the list here. Museum was number one, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'll get you on the air and see if we can get these answers all taken care of. You know, it'll be interesting Friday to get in the studio and see how many people we actually have in this fruitcake toss. You know, I'm looking at this now. We have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, I believe it's 23 people right now. Or, well, maybe 24. 23 or 24, and a lot of calls out. A call out to Colleen Marshall, a call out to Jim Ganahl, a call out to the George Kasotis, a call out to people on city council. So, you know, a lot of calls out. We'll see how that all shakes out in the end, I guess, as they say. If you want to enter somebody, let me know. Go ahead, caller.
Am I the only one listening?
No, we know Sarah's out there.
I'm going to say like a landmark place, like the Grand Canyon or something like that.
Well, what do we call those places?
That's what I'm trying to think of, like Loretta Lynn, her place. I can't think of the word, what they're called.
Yeah,
they do these tours. They, I can't think of the word.
Yeah, they all kind of fall under a heading. If you think of it, let me know.
Okay, then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you giving away these zoo light tickets this year?
You know, I don't know yet. It's a possibility.
Because, when I call the people, sometimes I tell them a little bit. I didn't know if you would be giving those away at the Fruitcake Talk too or not. That's just why I was asking.
Yeah, you know, I don't know yet. Usually those come in the week of Thanksgiving, so I'm not really sure yet. It's definitely a possibility.
Oh, okay. Okay, then, goodbye.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, I don't know about the zoo light tickets this year. It's a possibility. We did not do the zoo this past summer, and I don't remember why that was. I know the zoo The zoo had some problems this past year, so I think there was that was partially going on. Beyond that, I really don't know. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Well, we've got a museum, and Judy was kind of on the right track there with like Loretta Lynn's home and President Harding's home and the Grand Canyon. What would we call places like that? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we know one other person's listening. Go ahead, caller.
Museum.
Museums, yes. Number one answer. You got it.
Okay.
Museum shows up as the number one answer on the list. Well, now we know there's more than one person listening. But what places do you usually need a tour guide? Now we've got museum. That's the number one answer. But what are the other answers? That's the question. 740-751-4038. You know, I said this the other day. We have not heard from Trish or Roger. Now, Trish was listening. Every morning there, I think on her laptop, and she was going to try to make the switch over to her television, and I hope she's doing okay, hope she's feeling okay, so hopefully, Trish, if you're out there, let us know you're still out there and doing okay, and Roger, who was a longtime listener of the station, called in, I believe it was last week, and said he was listening on his tablet, so we hope Roger's doing okay, so if Roger or Trish is out there, let us know you're out there and doing okay and still with us. Hope everything's well. You never know, though. There are internet problems. Things can happen in people's life. People can get sick. Things can change on the on a dime. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour here. What places do you usually need a tour guide? And, you know, I have said to people, it is interesting that I know a lot of people listen while they're at work. A matter of fact, I ran into somebody yesterday who said, I always listened while I was at work, and I gave them the TuneIn app. And they said, all right, well, I'll start tuning you back in. So if you're at work, it's harder to call in. And we get that a lot with messages, too. You know, yesterday, Mary sent us a message because she was in her car and could not call in. And we got a message. Well, Abby, I know she listens at work, and she can't always call in because it's going at the desk. And Ryan, he's at work, so I know from time to time he's not able to call in. So a lot of people who are at work are listening to what we're doing, but it's just difficult to call in from time to time. 47 minutes past the hour. All right, the only answer we've got so far is museum. Where do people need a tour guide? What places do people need a tour guide? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What places do people usually need a tour guide? 48 minutes past the hour. We're down to the final 12 minutes here. 740-751-4038. Places people need a tour guide. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about college? Like you take a tour of college?
That's a good guess, but no college on the list.
Okay.
No college on the list today, but not a bad guess at all. What places do people normally need a tour guide? We've got the museum. That's the number one answer. Museum's the number one answer. But there are four other answers that we are waiting to obtain here. 740-751-4038. 49 minutes past the hour. 11 minutes left in the program today. Who's going to get these answers? Museum clocks in at number one. A place where you would normally need a tour guide. 740-751-4038. All righty. This is where we are. Also, if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, we're about at 25 people. 740-751-4038. Oh, and I forgot Don O'Bauer. Maybe 25, 26. I don't know. We'll have to combine the lists on Friday and see exactly where we are with the old fruitcake toss on December 15th at 7:10 p.m. It's going to be a happening, to be sure. Well, we've got 10 minutes and 4 answers left to go. What places do you normally need a tour guide? 740-751-4038. Also, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. on this station. Do not flip that dial, as they say. WGH Radio Talk. 55 degrees and rain right now here in the Marion area. What places do you usually need a tour guide? The museum is the only answer we have obtained so far. Still 4 other answers to go. We're going to have to get an answer every 2 minutes to knock this one out. Hard category, I guess, here. 740-751-4038. Who is going to take these last 4 answers? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Places you would need a tour guide. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a government building or the White House.
Government building. No, government building's on the list.
Is the White House down?
Well, the White House, I think, would kind of fall under the Harding home. What do they call those places?
I don't know, but I'm trying to think of the places where they do those tours. There's a word that I can't think of.
Hopefully,
like all these places that, you know, when you go there, they'll take you on tour and stuff.
Right, right. Well, yeah, it's different than a museum, but like the Harding home would be one. Certainly,
the only thing I know is like landmark places. You know, like historical or something.
Historical sites. That's what it is.
I can't think of it. I know there's another name, but I can't think of it.
Well, that's it. Historical site.
Okay.
So we'll get, that one's done. All right. So we have that now. Historical sites. So we have historical sites and we have museums. But we still have 3 other answers to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What places do you normally need a tour guide? We've got museums, and we've got historical sites. But there are still 3 other answers to go here. 740-751-4038. 3 other big answers to knock out. Who's going to get them? 740-751-4038. Museums and historical sites we have got. All right, let's check this out. Go ahead, caller.
I hate to keep calling in. How about selling a house or buying one?
Nope, no house tours.
Okay.
No house tours on the list here. Places you would need a tour guide. Museums and historical sites are on the list, but there are 3 other answers. 740-751-4038. Also, still looking for any information on a Charlie's Philly cheesesteak place, which will be opening where White Castle was here in town. The Burke's Outlet, which is not named Burke's. Gosh, I wish I could remember what the name on the building is. And will they be selling the same type of clothes over there by Kohl's? When is Bath and Body Works due to open up over by Kohl's? And has anybody heard anything on the Del Taco? That's still a long-term thing here. 740-751-4038. Or does anybody want to comment on why we tend to focus in on the bad things over and over and over and not focus in on the good things like Tri-Rivers or like the dorms in Marion? That certainly is a continuing question here this morning. 740-751-4038. Is there anybody to blame when it comes with that? Boy, don't we love to blame people. We're down to about the final 5 minutes here. 740-751-4038. And again, the fruitcake toss. Anybody who wants to put anybody in the fruitcake toss, we are open to that as well. We love to hear about that. Go ahead, caller.
How about when you start a new job, like at Whirlpool or someplace, they take you on tour, I think, some of them.
And not a job tour, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a job tour, unfortunately. What places do you usually need a tour guide? We've got the museum and the historical site. Apparently, a tough category here this morning. Maybe almost as tough as yesterday's category. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Museum, historical site. Those are the two we've got. And we're under 5 minutes here. Does anybody else have another one? Go ahead, caller.
What about on vacation, like a safari?
Safari. Safari's number 5 on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
All right. Safari clocks in at number 5 on the list. So we did get another one now. We got safari. So we've got museum, historical site, and safari. Still 2 answers left to go. 4 minutes. So we'd have to get an answer every 2 minutes here. 740-751-4038. What places do you usually need a tour guide? 740-751-4038. We've got museum, historical site, and safari. What are the remaining 2 answers? 3 minutes left to go, 57 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. A place you would need a tour guide. Museum, historical site, and safari have been taken. 2 left to go. Who's got the 2? 740-751-4038. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon. Ben Adam, the computer guy today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. All comes up today on WGH Talk. 2 left to go. Who's got the final 2? What places do you usually need a tour guide? 2-minute warning now. Museum, historical site, and safari. What are those final 2 answers? Well, we've had a lot of good guesses this morning, but not the final 2. Will this trickle into tomorrow morning? 740-751-4038. Any guesses left in anybody's mind today? A place you would need a tour guide. Museum, historical site, and safari. Is there anybody out there who's been thinking of guessing all morning and going to call in before the program's over today to say, hey, I've got the right answer? 740-751-4038. Museum, historical site, and safari. 1-minute warning, 60-second warning here. Getting close to time to head for the dugout today. two big answers still remain on the old Family Feud board here. Places you would need a tour guide. We've got museum, historical site, and safari. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Well, now we're down to 20 seconds. Well, do want to remind people they can check out Linda Sims coming up after this show today, 10:15 until 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 till 1 p.m. For this day, bad comments and all, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean